to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we are always working on improving our financial IQ. This is a show for people who are like me. They just want more out of life. They want to drive the Ferraris, be able to spend the time with their family. They want be able to travel. And it's also for people who are hitting middle age, 35, 40. And that one annoys people because they always show you on TV the person, you know, in their 50s. They go, yeah, that's middle age. Okay, so 55 times 2 is 110. Yeah, that's nowhere near the actual statistic of somewhere in our 70s, which is the average lifespan. So middle age is 35 to 40. Why? Because 2 times 35 is 70. 2 times 40 is 80. And when people hit those birthdays, if they're smart and they do the math, you know, they hit that 35th birthday, they go, 2 times 35 is 70. They go, I'm halfway there, and I'm nowhere near where I want to be financially. Some people are not as lucky. You know, they wait till the 40th birthday, and they've lost 5 years. So if you're 35, 40, or older, and you're not in the financial position that you want to be in, you got to change. You can't keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a difference. You know, hey, I worked 20 years at this, it didn't work. Let me work another 20 years at the same thing and it'll work. It's not how life works. It's just not going to happen. So if you're dissatisfied with your present financial position, this is a show for you, because we focus on the 5% of Americans who do retire successfully. And yes, sadly, it's only 5%. 95% fail to retire by age 65. And I, over the last 30 years studying successful people, they've left a specific map behind. All of them, with almost no exception, had a second stream of income. 70% of those people used real estate as their second stream of income. And it's just been from reading, from studying, successful people imitate successful people. Now that almost sounds like a no-brainer, right? Well, let me ask you a question. Who are you imitating? You say, well, I'm not imitating anybody. Really? So you just thought up out of the blue every aspect of your life? No, of course, everybody is imitating other people. That's how we learn, through imitation. So we're all imitating somebody. The question is, are the people that you're imitating successful? Do they have out of life what you want? And what you're going to find is no. And it's really painful and disturbing. I'm laughing and saying painful. I'm trying to temper it, because when you suddenly realize that the way humans learn is through imitation, and you start thinking about it, say, why do you have a job? Well, I need money. No, there's another reason. You're imitating your parents, because to get money, that's what they did to get money, was get a job. So you're imitating them. So ask yourself this question. Are your parents, or were your parents, ever in the financial position that you want to be in? The answer is 95% of the time, no. Then why are you imitating them? See, that's where it starts to get painful. Because as I say that, what many people are doing is, well, what would I do otherwise? I don't know another way to make money. To make money, you get a job. That's all I was ever taught. Let's talk about who taught you that. Did you have multimillionaire entrepreneur high school teachers that taught you that? No. How about in college? I know that's where the multimillionaire entrepreneurs teach, right? No. We go to your financial planner, that would be the next step. All financial planners are multimillionaire entrepreneurs, right? No. The average financial planner in the U.S. makes $65,000 a year. They make less than you do, and you go to them and ask them for financial advice. What are you thinking? See, you're imitating, as we all do, the people around us. That's what we do. The question is, have you surrounded yourself with multimillionaire entrepreneurs? Or have you surrounded yourself with middle class or poor, paycheck to paycheck people? You know, it's like I said, it's painful to admit, but you got to admit it. All your friends are in the same financial position or worse than you are. And this leads to one of the subjects I want to get to. If I've got time, we're going to hit two. But one of the concepts that I'm finding astounding is the number of highly successful people enrolling at Total Wealth Academy. And I'm like, what are you? You've already got 1,200 units. Why are you joining here? And the answer is always the same. To surround themselves with like and kind-minded people, to surround themselves with successful people so that they can move forward towards their goals. These people who are already successful are coming to Total Wealth Academy in an astounding number to be around like-minded people. And I really believe that one of the keys, and there are many keys, to my success was I was always hanging out with multimillionaires. I wasn't a millionaire, I was broke, but I was hanging out with them. And over time, I was able to adapt their concepts, their beliefs, and just imitate them. All right, we'll talk more after the break. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Real estate accounts for more millionaires in America than any other investment vehicle. This second stream of income can truly change your life. More time for travel, romance, and much more. More time for whatever you want to do with your life. To find out how to build this second stream of income, attend our free 2-hour introductory workshop on real estate investing. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Remember, you can always find us at GetTotalWealth.com. If you're interested in learning more about what we do there, we offer a free sample class where you can see our teaching techniques and what we teach at Total Wealth Academy that will assist you in building a second stream of income and a more balanced life. So check that out at GetTotalWealth.com. So the first segment... And it's interesting, I didn't mean to lead into this. I was going to lead with another subject. But it is so important to surround yourself with the right people. And I take a lot of heat for this because, I mean, I've even been called shallow because I ditched my friends, quote unquote, because they didn't have money. That wasn't it. First off, I didn't ditch my friends. I still love and care about all my friends. But I noticed a difference in the conversations in a very short period. And it led me to gravitate towards successful people. They're just more fun. And again, I still love my old friends, still hang out with them. But the majority of my time is spent with people who have out of life what I'm looking for. And when I refer to the conversations, bear with me because at first it's going to sound like successful people have boring conversations. It's not that way at all. We're actually excited about what we're talking about. But here's the conversations when I would hang out with my middle class and poor friends. Politics, sports, more sports, and then maybe a movie they had seen, a TV show they were excited about, a car maybe they're interested in buying. And that was the gist of the conversation. When I started hanging out with people who were successful in my eyes, had out of life what I was trying to achieve, the conversations were different. They started off with, how many units do you own? How many houses? How many apartments? Self-storage or whatever. How's your passive income stream? What's the NOI? What's the cap rate? And then we would talk about politics, sports, more sports, more sports, and a movie or a TV show or a car. And the reason I say it that way is because we had the same conversations. But do you notice the addition generally at the beginning? The addition is wealth, growth. It's just a different, they think differently. You know, I am obsessed with finding what people, I don't know how to put it, the way that people think differently than I do. Because every time, I call them resources. Every time I learn a new way to respond to something, a new phrase, a new way to express an idea, I feel like I'm growing. In fact, I know I am. And those resources make me a better human being, make me better at charity, make me better at loving my kids, loving my wife. It's just, it all works together. And if you'll notice with my poor middle class friends, they didn't talk about wealth. And if they did, it was something speculative, not investments. Speculative like the stock market or mutual funds, gold, silver, Bitcoin, things like that. Stuff that never made them any money, but they love to talk about it as if it can. You got to surround yourself with successful people. If you're going to be successful, you want time with the family. You want time for romance. You want fitness. You want, oh, that's another subject that seldom comes up, if ever comes up with my middle class and poor. Did you hit the gym today? Never comes up. But I'll tell you what, with my successful people, high income earners, They all work out. All of them. One morning, I had to call. It was an emergency, and it was early in the morning, and I had to get a hold of 20 people. I only got a hold of 9 of them. Now, these are my, what I call successful friends and partners. Most of them were partners. Most of them were syndicators. And guess where 8 of the 9 that I talked to were? At the gym. 8 out of 9 that I got a hold of. The other 10 that didn't answer their phones, guess where they probably were? At the gym. So when you surround yourself with people who have out of life what you want, you start thinking about the right things. Think of your brain as a bank account. And every time you spend an inordinate amount of time on, say, politics, you know, you've already decided who you're voting for. Why you're still watching politics, I don't know. But you spend too much time on that. Where's the time for romance? Where's the time for spending with your kids? Where's the time for fitness? You just wasted your brain power. Every wasted moment is like a withdrawal from your brain's bank account. And the sad thing is, a lot of you are overdrawn. You've wasted so much time, decades, talking about sports and politics and crap, cars, clothes, houses. Crap. When if you'll start investing some of that brain power into cap rates, net operating income. These are investment terms. And I'm telling you right now, if you're listening to this radio show and you don't know what NOI is and you don't know what cap rate is, you're going to fail financially as an individual. You're going to. Those are two of the most basic wealth building terms in real assets, real estate, that there are. You think your friends can tell you what that means? If they can, that's a good thing. But how many of you are going, man, my friends don't know what a cap rate or NOI is either? Well, guess what? You're going to die not knowing what NOI and cap rate is, and you're going to be broke when you die. Surround yourself. Do not ditch your old friends. Do not ditch your old friends. Love them. Care about them. But don't try to turn them into you. In other words, if you start talking about fitness, romance, relationships, passive income, they're not going to listen. This is why one of the things I tell my students after they join, I go, don't tell your friends you did this. What are you talking about, Steve? Your friends don't like it when you're successful. Your relatives hate it. Keep your get-up goals to yourself. Share your give-up goals. Your get-up goals would be, I'm going to buy 20 houses over the next 10 years, so I have 8,000, well, in 10 years it'd be $10,000 a month passive income for the rest of my life. That's my goal. Don't tell your friends. The naysayers will come out like vampires and suck the energy out of you, discouraging you, telling you it won't work. I had a guy with 120 plus houses. No, he had 60 at the time. 60 at the time he joined up to another club. And I go, what are you doing here? He goes, because all my friends think I'm crazy. This is the only place I can come to where people understand what I'm doing and what my goals in life are, and they share my goals in life. So, wow, I forgot how profound that story was. When he said that to me, it changed my life. That's another resource for me. where I can share that story with people and people respond to it. It resonates with people. So again, don't ditch your friends, your current group of friends, but make sure that you join groups, organizations, where you can meet like-minded people with the same goals that you've got, that are working towards those goals, but make sure that some of them have already achieved the goals you're trying to achieve. Because it's very difficult to figure this stuff out. It's best to have someone on your team, a close friend, who has exactly out of life what you want. Okay, we'll talk more after the break. We're going to kind of change subjects. I got an email from a lady who has some negative beliefs about money that are very interesting but common. And we'll talk about getting rid of those beliefs here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. The poor and middle class are taught to depend solely on a job for their income. If your only source of income is a job, you're in the highest risk category in America. This J-O-B strategy, just over broke, keeps people poor and middle class. The rich teach their children differently. They teach them to build a second stream of income, almost always with real estate. If you would like to learn how to do this, attend our free two-hour sample class. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. And let me go ahead and open the phone lines in case you've got a question about anything to do with your investment real estate or designing the life that you want. You know, I can help with that too. Striking a balance. One of the things I'm very good at is, as vain as that comment is I'm able to balance family, fitness, money, work, and it's a skill. It is not easy to do because I see so few. I assume it's not easy. It seems easy to me, but I don't see anybody else doing it, so it must be hard. But anyway, give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You are listening to AM 700 KSEV, and you can ask me anything about investment real estate. be careful asking me. Define the cap rate. That's a show by itself. But if you got a question about NOI or cash flow or something like that, let me know. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or feel free to email me. It will come to me, and I will answer it live on the air. Put anonymous in the subject line if you don't want me to use your name. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay. Got an email, and unfortunately, I was just searching for it, and I've not been able to find it. But the gist of it was that this was a Christian lady who had been raised that money was almost evil. That there's a phrase in the Bible that the English translation destroys. It is the phrase that it's easier for a rich man to get into heaven than for a camel to get through the eye of a needle. Well, in the English language, what do you think the eye of a needle is? A little sewing needle. Very hard for a camel to get through the eye of a needle, which is where the thread goes. Having read the Bible 7 times, I decided to see what that meant. And fortunately, I came across a text where it explains the eye of a needle is that famous door that you see in every Arabic or Middle Eastern house. The sides are like our regular door, but the top kind of tapers in and comes to a point. If you were to see it, you'd go, oh my God, I've seen that a million times. That's called, guess what? The eye of a needle. It's about 5-6 feet tall. The camel has to duck to get in. That's how hard it is for a rich person to get into heaven. They have to duck. But can you see how religious people that are using that interpretation of the Hebrew text or whatever the Bible was written in originally have a misunderstanding? So let's say that they were brought up in a church that was fear-based. And the church kept telling them, do the right thing or you'll go to hell. Fear-based. They use fear to control you. And you believe that you're going to go to hell if you do certain things, such as make money. Because again, it's harder for a camel to get through the eye of a needle. It's harder for a rich person to get into heaven than it is for a camel to get through the eye of a needle. And because of that fear of going to hell, I mean, that's a big fear for some people. They go, I can't get rich. I can't do it. And they cop out. They use that as an excuse. Another story. I was always under the impression from watching TV that rich people were evil. J.R. Ewing. I'm having trouble coming up with some. You could go all the way to Disney, and what was the duck that was the millionaire? He had an evil edge to him. He would sacrifice his friends, his nephews, for money. I was brought up that rich people were bad. And I have no doubt that it wasn't just the impression. I know for a fact that I was told rich people were bad and evil. Well, at age 8, and I'm quite sure it had something to do with a girl, my parents made me mad. Wouldn't let me see this girl, hang out with this girl. Too young to have a girlfriend. Well, that's grounds for running away. I got to get away from these people. They're psycho. So I run away. And even at 8, I was a good salesperson. I talked 2 of my friends into running away with me. Their parents hadn't done anything. But I convinced them to run away. So we hop on our bikes and we start riding in Asheville, North Carolina. And we end up at a place called the Grove Park Inn. At the Grove Park Inn, there was a Ferrari convention going on. There were Ferraris everywhere. As kids, we were in heaven. Oh my God. Back then it was the Dino. Any of you that are Ferrari fans or car fans at all, you know the Dino. And we pull up, drop our bikes, and walk up to a couple of the cars. This one lady notices us. And I'm like, wow, she's going to throw us out because we're not supposed to be here. She comes up, asks us if we want to sit in her car. Now, I'm not sure what a Dino is worth now. But back then, you know, it was probably 4 to 5 times what the most expensive regular car was. I think now they're worth 3 or 4 million. Yeah, we want to sit in your car. She lets us sit in the car. Start the engine. Rev the engine. Incredible experience. She asks us if we want lunch. We go, you know, the 3 of us being the 8-year-old knuckleheads we were, have no money. So we let her know, no, that's all right. We don't have any money. She goes, no. There's a buffet or whatever. So she goes and gets us sandwiches, chips, and a Coke, each of us. She knew from the moment she saw us what we were. We were runaways. She figured it out that fast. About an hour and a half later, after walking through all the cars and meeting probably 10 or 20 people, she introduced us almost like she was our mom. And she goes, "You do know you have to go back to your home, right?" We looked at each other and we're like, she knew the whole time. Because it was a school day. So that was probably her biggest clue. And we say, "You're right. We got to go." As I was riding away, it dawned on me. I had been lied to. Rich people are not evil. Rich people are just people. There's good rich people, bad rich people. But the shock of being lied to changed my life forever. Because up to that point, I believed everything adults said. Then, when I had that epiphany that I'd been lied to, it made me open my eyes and start questioning everything. Everything that anybody said to me. So when I get an email from someone that says, "Steve, I feel like you spend too much time on money on your show," I want to explain why. And it comes down to, money is a tool for me to get out of life what I want. It's just a tool. Without it, I cannot get out of life what I want. Then you say, "Well, how do you get it?" And this is where the misconception comes in. This is why capitalism rocks. Is it perfect? No. Is any system perfect? No. But it's the most perfect system you're going to ever see. Because it is based off of helping and serving other people. If you've got a lot of money, and I know this can be embarrassing, and you may feel weird after I say this, where you go, "Oh, I don't want to be that arrogant." Let me tell you something. If you've got a lot of money, you helped and served a lot of people. Or you wouldn't have that money. And we'll talk more about that when we come back from the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. This is AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. Tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. I've got to answer an urgent email, so we're going to change subjects for a moment. It's only four words, but it is important. What about Airbnb? So it's three words and two letters. For 20 plus years, whenever Airbnb came out, up to about a month ago, didn't like them. I was like, the cash on cash rate of return's about the same. I've got a really good friend, Smoot, out in the Central Texas area who is a master of Airbnb, and he sent me an email. And I said, well, what rate of return are you getting on it? He goes, about 13. I go, okay, thanks. 13. Well, I'm making 18, 24% rate of return, and I do a lease once a year. He's leasing stuff out every other week or multiple times a week. I go, that's a 10 times the work, 20 times the work, 30 times the work for a lower rate of return, no interest. So I was not a fan of Airbnb until I found out he left out a zero. It wasn't 13%. It was 103% rate of return. Okay, now admitted, it's 10 times the work, but you're making 5 times the money per deal, and you got to work anyway. What are you going to do, fish all day? I'm a medium, I better be careful, I almost said huge, medium fan of Airbnb right now. I recognize its potential. I recognize the higher cash flow. I'm in the middle of negotiations with a guy who's going to train Airbnb at Total Wealth Academy. Once he teaches me everything, I have the feeling I'm going to be a huge fan of Airbnb. But I just wanted to get that out there because I've said so much negative stuff. Not negative, just I don't like Airbnb compared to yearly rentals. But now I'm leaning towards Airbnb in certain cases. Should every home you buy be an Airbnb? Probably not. But this guy is a master of it. After he trains me and I get all the information, I'll have him on the show with me and we'll talk Airbnb. I'll try to get this done within the next 4 weeks. So within the next month, I'll have him on here. And then what you need to do is decide, are you willing to do the extra work for the extra income? I think for most people, it's probably the right answer to say yes. But for some of you, you know, if you're working 50, 60 hours a week, Airbnb is not for you, because if you let someone else do everything, it cuts the rate of return down dramatically. Here's the problem. I don't know how dramatically. That's why I'm being trained on it right now. So keep an ear out. The show will, of course, be recorded in podcast, and the name of it will be Winning with Airbnb. Winning with Airbnb. So when you search the podcast, that's what you'll search for. So I hope that helps. Looks like I'm allowed to say his name, Tom. Tom, I hope that helps. I really think that Airbnb should be looked at. We're going to look at them in massive depth over the next month, and then I'll do one. If it takes longer, I'll do 2 radio shows on it. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Let's go to the phone lines now to JC in the Northwest. Is this member JC?
It's JT.
Oh, JT. Okay, really good member named JC. But JT, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
Oh, outstanding, man. And I was I happened to catch your part on how people don't discuss things. I just had that conversation in the past 5 days with someone. And same thing. They wanted to gossip. They didn't want to talk about it. They speculated on things. And I ask one question, are you doing that? They go, no. And I ask, why are we talking about this? That kind of teed them off. I said, look, why are we talking about it if it's not helping us all? And it's actually some of my family. I'm like, and then when I brought up earlier, say they started poo-pooing that. I'm like, you know what? And then I took your next step. She says, yeah, don't tell people. because that's what they're going to do, even if it's your family.
They'll naysay it, no doubt.
What?
No, they naysay it. You know, they just get negative
on
you.
That's right.
Tell you
that's
can't do it. Tell you it doesn't work. And it's like, I used to have realtors say that to me. And I would go, really, how many apartment units or how many houses do you own? Well, I don't own any. Maybe you shouldn't be advising me. Amazing.
That's opinion. And it's weird that I had that same conversation. And I said, look, I just, you know, some people I just can't be around anymore because they just, they do exactly that. They don't progress or move forward. I said, guys, I dig y'all, but I can't hang out with y'all anymore. I need to be around like your guys said. I need to be around positive people that, you know, want to live a life to where, hey, if I want to hang out on the beach for 3 or 4 days, I can. And get room service or, you know, something silly like that, or hang out at the beach in general, or fly to Florida and just have fun. There's not too many people. There are plenty of people like that. You just got to find them. That's why I keep listening to your show, number one. You find them.
Yeah, I love everything you're saying, because and the reason I appreciate you calling is because you're saying it in a different way than I said it. So a bunch of people who heard me say it and sort of understood it because you called in, they're now, oh, I get it now, because you gave a real life example. So I really appreciate you calling in.
Trust me, it's frustrating to the hilt that it's so real, but at the same time, makes you look, you know what, I'm not going to let them know about stuff anymore. And when I finally get that, whatever you call it, the shut-up amount or shut-up check, which probably will make a difference for me, but not for them. Well, you got lucky. No, nothing about luck about it, people. They'll keep naysaying no matter what you do. They'll keep naysaying, okay, y'all have a good day. I'm going to the beach in Florida. Y'all have a good time working and have a good time working. You know, and kid you not, sometimes it's family, and that's, you would think, that's what's so frustrating sometimes. It says, I'm not frustrated because I heard you say, oh my God, I just had that conversation. All they want to do is gossip about stuff, about everything, nothing that mattered to them. I'm like, wow, why aren't y'all talking about y'all and retiring instead of working all the time?
That's interesting.
Oh my God.
So,
it's mind blowing.
So they're okay. They even got offended that you wanted to talk about something that they could do. Is that what you're saying?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Oh yeah. Trust me. It's people. I've noticed that. I guess it's called. They hold certain credibility for other people. They could tell them anything, and then they hold credibility for other people that they know. That I just don't believe the thing they say, even if it's right in front of their eyes and they see it.
I've got neighbors who knew me when I was broke driving a Ford Festiva, and they go, how did you end up in a Ferrari? I actually sat a neighbor down, and over about 2 hours, I explained my exact business model, exactly how I did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he did? Went right back to day trading, which is not giving him what he wants over like 15 years.
Right.
Amazing.
I use your Think and Grow Rich, Jim Rohn, and all this. And I think it's Dr. Wayne Dyer says, guys, when you do this stuff, don't tell people until it's showing up, or they'll try to tear you down on purpose, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
But they do. I can't explain why, but they just do.
It's the crab rule. You throw 10 crabs in a bucket, you don't even have to put on a lid.
Right.
Because one will climb to the top, the others will pull him back down.
Yeah, it's the oddest thing I've ever seen, but they know they're doing it. They know they're doing it, which is odd. That's why I keep listening to you, because you break free of it. You know, that's what I call the rat race. You're deciding to stay in the rat race.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a cop-out. It's like, I'm not going to try. I don't want to see someone else try and succeed, because that's going to make me look bad. And the funny thing is, it only makes them look bad in their eyes. So it's their own. It's sad.
Their own.
Well, JT, I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely, Mick. And Airbnb, I want to hear about that too.
All right, I'll talk more about it a month from now. All right, take care, JT. Wow, we're at the end of the show. Monday, I'll focus on where money comes from and why money is an example of how good a person you are, the opposite of what people tell you. All right, thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day. We'll be right back.